It's time for the Low Rent Podcast, talking about the issues and the broken people of the day. This podcast has been rated by the podcasting board as P14 for the audience of the faint of the heart that can't take a joke. It's time for the Clickford and the Weekly Spoo, brought to you by From Techcraft, psychographs.clickford.net.
Hello there, welcome to the zoo. If you can hear me, I feel like I have to sing like a doll here. Alright, can you hear me now? Alright, that's good. It just might be a little bit off on the... Alright, welcome to the zoo. It's just right before we go there, there had to be a glitch. Alright, today in the news, sir, if you get your news from rip and read sources like InfoNH, you're probably going to, you're probably not going to hear much. People dying from motorcycle accidents have to identify the victim of a motorcycle wreck, you know, because, you know, there's really no other important news in the state to tell you. But if you're reading the Union Leader of all papers in Portsmouth, the city of Portsmouth, or Portsmouth, I just want to be sarcastic here. The city council okays a $42 million renovation project to expand the police station. Partially renovating and expanding the existing police stations after other options for new facilities exceeded $16 million. So the city council, late Monday night, voted 72 in favor of the plan. The city council authorized $1.4 million to explore options for a new community police facility, put in quotation marks. Let's see what other news we got. House offers to legislation for the pop. Alright, can you hear me now? Alright, we're having some problems tonight. Alright, apologies for this morning for that matter. Apologies for dropping the mic. That's the latest news this morning here, or yesterday's news, but I need to go get this morning's paper, so I can give you the very latest on the news. But Merrimack compromise highway bill gives the town a 5-year road reprieve. Continental Boulevard to convert from state to local control in 2029. Oh, I didn't know it was state controlled. Merrimack officials will give a 5-year reprieve to take over ownership and unkeep of Continental Boulevard from the state under a compromise of a 10-year highway plan bill the House and Senate negotiators embraced yesterday. Career Senate President, I just added in there, Jeb Bradley from Wilford brokered the compromise, saying that lawmakers will have time to come up with ways to raise revenues dedicated to the cash-strapped state turnpike system. Bradley didn't want the Merrimack issue to jeopardize the bill, making revisions to the schedule for all highway work in New Hampshire. Killing this bill over Continental Boulevard is a non-starter. It's just a reality in my view. Proponents maintain returning the road to Merrimack was in keeping with the legislators' decision to eliminate the turnpike toll, toll booths at the 3 F.E. Everett turnpikes. Yeah, it's got to be very formal here in the journalism. Turnpikes within the town board. Uh, We have just lost millions of dollars. The drivers and ridership through the area is not sustaining and continues to erode our financing. Well, but remember, the town people thought that the state DOT was out to get them personally, out to get Merrimack. They did. That's how the turnpike was designed in the 80s. Continental Boulevard runs from the exit 11 south to Route 101A near the National City Line. The Boulevard is also fed by Industrial Drive. State winding in control of Continental Boulevard was a pivotal part of the bargain that Merrimack officials made back in 1993 for turnpike improvements to help Digital Equipment Corp. and others to lure companies in the industrial space off that road. The DEC campus is now home to Fidelity Investments. Yes, I was too young. I didn't have a fancy family that went to DEC. I had a family friend that worked at Wang, and my mother worked not that far away of what used to be a computer chip plant. Fun little fact here in little M town. So here's some very hyper local news shared with the world as what WGBH used to tell on. We're produced in the Boston area and shared with the world. Come on. Why is it? Oh, because is my car not open? My car ain't open. So that's why, yes. We're produced in the Boston area, shared with the world, bitches. Sorry if you triggered your childhood with the neon station ID. Sorry about that. Okay. All right. Let's get to business here. We are going to listen to Jordy Peterson. Yeah, Jordy, that hot mess. So you gotta love me some Jordan here. Not. Jordan Peterson, had released a podcast yesterday. Release a precursor to the podcast, whatever, I can't even freaking talk right now, about why young women are more woke. Excuse me while I puke my guts. Let's play this crap. Such a public intellectual. Oh, before we get to Jordy Peterson, a couple of other things. We're going to do the Coyote Watch at 9:51. So actually, I'm going to go on a break right now. We're going to go on a break, and then we're going to do the Jordy Peterson Peel, then Kelly Ayotte, then Memory on DJ, and we'll go to Love and Relationships Hour at 10. So we're just going to take a quick break. You are listening and watching The Weekly Zoo, bitches. Alright, welcome back. We reported to you last week that, or maybe it was the week before, WGBH lay off 31 of their staff related to local interest programming. You know, we our Speculatron 5000 should wonder if Jim and Marjorie will be the next on the hit list unless they unless they're mean to the station. And like, you know, is it all WGBH local really neon, or is it really nuclear, or they change it to that god awful logo and it's really nuclear to burn every career on the planet? On the non-commercial world, it's actually not. Paula Edman, I believe, from Channel 4, just got hit with a layoff, according to Scott Jones at FTVLive.com. Apparently, she's been there for 20 years and got hit. And then Hannah Cotter from The Competition, we like to call it, Channel 9, WMUR. Apparently, her last day was last Thursday or something like that. but this week she posts on social media that her accounts were going to get locked. She was going to get locked out. So apparently it's not her own social media. It's the company. So they got to freeze her stuff forever. And so then by like Tuesday, everything was private. Yep. I don't know. I sometimes wonder because Hannah was announced that she was leaving the station after 2 or 3 years. And apparently, I wonder how she left. But it must have not been in good terms for the bird, aka Hearst, to freeze her socials. Gotta be careful. You better, if you're a journalist that's on social media for the attention of, so you know, content, make sure it's your own social so the station doesn't rape you over and fuck you over. Because, you know, as much as I don't really care for Channel 9, and I really can't tell Hannah Cotter apart, because she, and what's the Greek girl, Ariel, whatever her name is, and there's, what's the other brunette? They got so many brunettes there, I can't, and they all sound alike. And then there's like a Haley, there's like a mini-me Haley LaPointe, and I can't tell them apart. That's the whole part with this corporate clusterfuckery. Let's make everybody the same so we can't tell them apart. Yeah, that's really, is really a genius move, boneheads. All right, let's go to Jordy Peopleton.
And now, a philosophy from Jordan Peterson, brought to you by from the Clickford Media Services, clickfo.me.
Jordan Peterson just dumped my social media. His latest podcast, or a preview, which is supposed to be published today. I'm assuming by the time this show ends, you can hear it. But this is a pretty good cut. Again, two old white men talking about young women, because they know everything. Everything, as Donnie Boy Jr. would say. I gotta get that cut cued. My stream deck, you can't see it here on the stream here, but my stream deck is gonna be my new laughing box comedy. But let's cue this up.
People always ask, what is the definition of woke? Well, the definition of woke,
it's,
as I mentioned,
well,
in the book,
aware of the
is
situations
the making sacred
of injustice
of historically marginalized race, gender, and sexual identity groups. That's it. That's the one sentence definition. And that is also what I would say, what I would describe as the kind of big bang of our moral order. And out of that emerges a kind of very fuzzy folk ideology, which
fuzzy folk ideology
sacred groups. Anything you say that might be interpreted. As sacred, you must be excommunicated, i.e. canceled. The other part of this is absolute equality in terms of prestigious positions and resources between these groups. So, for example, you can't have a race gap or a gender gap in terms of the boardroom, in terms of admittance to elite universities and so on. It's got to be
elite universities.
So equality plus emotional safety. These are the two pillars of this ideology. But the point I make is this ideology is not some kind of system like Lockean liberalism or even Marxism. That is, it is more of a bottom-up empathizing rather than a top-down systematizing cognitive thing. It's much more emotional. We're attached concretely to the Black civil rights movement, to the indigenous, to the LGBT movements, and it's our romanticization and sympathy for these concrete groups that provides our meaning. And that's primary in the system. It's not a set of ideas like Marxism. It's actually a set of emotional attachments. And so this is very much emotional, and it's driven from the ground up.
Okay, so let me ask you some questions about that. Okay, so
he looks like a bald eagle. He's so old. He looks
there.
Like he's 74, and he's just turned 60.
The system
60.
Of ideas. With
he's really a boomer.
Let's say, starting in the early
20s. Yeah!
But then you were also stressing the more emotional side of it. Let's call it the compassionate side. So I want to ask you, and you talked about it as bottom-up and emotion-driven. So it seems to me that
shut up,
the
you
analysis
of, a bitch.
Of the woke phenomena.
All right, can we just cut through this? Because this guy just yaps, yaps, yaps.
Wait, the primary ones.
He must be the tree sperm making him sound like he's got a cold. Gotta love that tree sperm this time of year, especially if he's in the south. Come on, Jordy, shut up. Is Jordy, oh yeah, Jordy.
The second thing is, if you were to go back to 1970, for example, women were, you know, there's a survey done every year in the U.S., HERI, Higher Education Research Institute, 100,000 freshmen, 18-year-olds entering American universities. In 1970, women were somewhat more conservative than men, 18-year-old women, 18-year-old men. And it's really not till 2004 we start to see those 18-year-old women starting to be more liberal than the men, and that's now widened to about 15 points. And so something's happened to women in the recent period. That's the first point to note. So, and the other thing is that FIRE, which is Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, does an annual survey in the U.S., 55,000. So there's a lot of survey data in the book. I try and ground this as much as possible in the data. So they ask questions, for example, is it okay to shout down or block somebody from speaking? And on those questions, actually, especially using violence to prevent somebody from speaking, women are less likely than men to support that. On blocking, they're about as likely. Where women really stand out is, should a speaker come to campus who wants to say something that might be offensive?
Golly.
So, for example, that says be.
Let's just find another mark. Let's find another cut. Come on. Oh, come on, maybe. There we go. Yeah, yakking.
We never saw that in any study we ever did looking at what predicted beliefs. For example, if we controlled for temperament, sex had no effect. But that wasn't the case in this specific situation, which I thought was extremely telling. And it's also very interesting, as you pointed out, that it's young women in particular. And I can't help, as someone, you know, psychoanalytically influenced, I can't help but think that a fair chunk of this is misplaced maternal instinct.
I believe
the young women who are, in by and large, childless in the years when they shouldn't be, are unbelievably sensitive. Well, let's talk about what happened in 2004. You know, you said that's when women started to shift their political priorities. Now, I know from people who've been investigating this that TikTok is a particularly pernicious
influence.
Oh, sure.
Blame social media, not, you know, maybe teach kids.
Right,
maybe teach us.
TikTok
shut up.
Short
shut up.
Videos that are
shut up.
The
you
campus
oh,
protests, at least
Jordy.
Among women, focus on compassion.
And he's nuts. They're nuts.
Yeah, you're not only nuts and psychotic, Jordy, but
they're all wrong and you're right. Really? Lucky you. Maybe you are. You're an undiscovered gem of some sort.
We'll be back in a moment. This is the Zoo. Before we sign off for our friends at DN1, Copenhagen, Maryland, and New Hampshire, we want to show you something that's really hilarious that our crack team helped produce. It's part of our skits. We like to do any genre. We like to be funny here. Let's introduce you to Amanda, the New Hampshire woman the generic New Hampshire woman that every girl wants to grow into a woman wants to be. Knows the sarcasm. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
In order to gain status, I have to be very fast paced and I have to hustle more than a New York minute. I'm an advocate for women's rights. Because women are not getting enough rights in this state. I don't have a sense of humor. I take myself very seriously because I'm a young professional.
Young professional!
My body is just more of a self-reflection of my beauty, but I take myself really seriously.
Oh, I take myself so seriously.
You got the wrong one.
Sweetie.
Oh, sweetie. Whatever that is. Forget. Is it Red Pill or the Manosphere? No. No, sweetie, you're just too... You're listening too much. But I'm not. I'm a very, you know, caring person for the causes I believe, for my own self-worth. Oh, no, it's not about my own self-status or anything like that.
Oh, sure, no, Amanda.
It's about my own self-worth, where I have to care for myself. Okay, I don't have time for a boy. I don't have time for a man. Obviously, I don't have a time for the boy, and obviously not a man. But I have to, you know, work out, and I'm not the most perfect woman on this in this state, but I have to take, better care of myself, so I don't have time for anybody else. So when any kind of boy or a man comes on towards me, I just say, go away. You're a creep. So we have to protect women in this state. Men, well, you guys are the providers and protectors. You can protect yourselves. I don't see why the government should be protecting you. Oh, I'm not masculine at all. I don't compete now, bitch, male.
Can't spell man without Amanda, right?
My peers, my girls. No, I don't compete them. No, never. No. You're just. My name's Amanda, and I'm all about change to all my other fellow ladies in New Hampshire. I don't have time for men. I don't like guys. They drive me nuts. And I only care about my status. Just get off me, you creep. Sweetie boy, stop filming me.
Oh, that is funny. Oh no, Amanda. Oh no, Amanda. Oh, don't feel. Oh, she's just. Are you trying to make fun of me? No, no, Amanda. No. She is like we're mocking her. No, Amanda. We love you. You've been my call strangler for all these years. No, I'll tell you why. What was it, Amanda? For a dude that can look like a lady, you got the butt. Hey, I mean, you know, anything goes in this wacky world. I enjoy doing it. It's 20. We actually recorded 20 minutes of it, and we made a 2-minute cut. And I just gotta get out of it the way it is. All right, bye, DN1, bye, Digital News 1. We'll be back next Thursday at 9:30 in the morning. Thank you for keeping me on. Yeah, I mean, I know, but I'm glad that they share down there, because we meet, right? But yeah, Amanda's, she's just a stereotypical New Hampshire woman that, you know, is all that me stand is I just want to move forward with my muscles, and I want to move forward, you know, and forget the men. I don't need no men. We, like I said, 18 minutes, but we cut, you know, 20 minutes, we got two, so we got 18 more to go, but I'm so sorry, Amanda, I feel so bad for you. You're my favorite call strangler, so, it's okay, Amanda, just, it wasn't for you. I know you saw part of it, but it's a stereotypical man. You know what? Maybe I'll just call it, because I know you're a type B girl. We're going to call this girl the type A. I mean, did you see the type A in her? I mean, she was screaming type A. She's just like, look at me. I'm making the world better. Ugh. Right, if you don't want to puke over Jordy Peopleton, we got a follow-up here. We're going to just go Actually, we have a couple other stories to share with you. I'm looking at my rundown. There was another Jordy feel, but I'm not going to share that today because I don't have the full clips. But it was him from a few months ago on Tom Bly's podcast. But we gotta do Coyote Watch.
Coyote Watch. The latest on Kelly Ayotte by the Mini Big News Guy.
While the Amazing News Guy is off, we're going to just take over for him. But Kelly Ayotte just continues to set an all-time low. And our producers found this lovely garbage from this trashy politician. And I really got info on each another, you know, press release from somebody without independently verifying. All right, come on. Let's get to Kelly. Yeah, I don't want info on each. Fuck that guy. Fuck that pretentious Hastings dude. Come on. All right, while we wait, let's just do our PSA / closing tag so we can go right to our next segment.
The Weekly Zoo does the Coyote Watch as a public service to ensure the whereabouts of a former attorney general now running as a presumptive governor for the state of New Hampshire. If you've spotted this former attorney general committing crimes such as violating the right to know law, please call the New Hampshire Attorney General's office at 603-271-3658 or attorneygeneral@doh.nh.gov via email. And now back to the Weekly Zoo.
So Kelly Ayotte posted just over a day ago that she enjoyed, and let me try to get into my Kelly teenage boy girl voice, enjoyed touring One Sky Community Services new housing development under construction last week in Epping. God, I can't do that because you have to crack your voice because she sounds like a boy. One Sky provides vital services to New Hampshire with development, disabilities, and acquired brain disorders. God, I didn't even sound like Kelly in that cut. development disabilities. Are you fucking kidding me, Kelly? You really don't get us. I hope you have a restraining order, because I'm going to say this like our producers posted. You want us to not exist, or worse, be dead. Just be honest, Kelly. You're just trying to suck our cocks to get your vote, and you're not even going to try. You're not even going to try, XR, because I have an original independent thinking. God. Kelly, what can we do? What can we do when she is crazy, psychotic, narcissistic?
In the underground pop world, which is better, bondage or humiliation?
Humiliation.
Oh. Personally, I prefer discipline. Discipline, right on. Discipline.
But what side is Steven on?
Ringing a girl's belly.
You have to wait. It's the love and relationship hour.
Oh my goodness, it's that time of year. It's hot as hell. We are 10 degrees above normal. And all the ladies, all the younger ladies, want to show off their bodies, even in professional environments, showing off the dimple that was disconnected from their mama bear. That's also got similar, it shares the same nerves as her genitals and her, all that. You know, the belly button is a very... It's a very unique part of the body, and the girls have blamed it for just over 3 decades. You know, it was very popular during the music video for the Aerosmith, The Crying, I believe, right? I got the right video song. It was Alicia Silverstone that got her belly pierced in the 1993 video, and it became a... it became a raging fad, or actually hasn't gone away since. But it's just a bling that belly, a ring that belly. You know, there's this cute girl at the mall. I didn't tell the story in detail, but there's this cute girl. Really cute. She's probably like in her early 20s. So kind of an age gap. At one of the girly stores at the mall, you know, one of those girly stores. And she was showing off her body last week. Crop top, from the hip to the lower part, mini skirt and thick boots. She's 5'5", so she's my height. She was like wearing long sleeves and long shirts and jogging pants or whatever. And then she started building up her confidence. She was opening that up to me. See, it helps when you've got a feminine temperament, unlike what Jordy Peterson wants to make you think. But you know, I didn't do the joke. I actually there was another girl at another store at the same mall a year ago who's really cute as hell, probably, you know, early 20s too, just had her belly pierced. Oh god, that she was cute. I actually said something to the effect of, "Ring ring, I hear your belly ring." That's a cute pickup line, actually. I wouldn't mind doing it if you do it in a non-creepy way. She's really cute. She opened up to me, too. It's weird. Just be punny, and the girl will open up to you about her body mods. But, you know, the belly piercing is kind of a unique thing. So I think it just amplifies the attraction to something that's just really, like, very natural. It's like talking about poop. Or, you know, no one likes to talk about their poop. I don't like talking about poop. I'm tired of seeing shit emojis. Same idea with a belly. Like, I don't like talking about the word belly one, but when I see it, I'm like, oh, you got a bling. Can I, like, if I was your boyfriend, could you let me kiss that thing? But of course, I never say that stuff out loud, so. No, I don't want to be a creep or anything like that. But the girl was really sweet. I might go back there at some point. You know, she was really nice. I got her name. Confidence. I mean, why was she so cute? It was probably because she was reasonably confident. Like, she wasn't, like, overtly like, cocky either. She was her, kind of thing. That's what guys are attracted to. But anyhow, enough with talking about that. But hey, if you want to talk about body mods, what's your favorite body mod? That nose rings turn me on. Tattoos that are not really visible. I hate to say this, the tramp stamps, as we used to say back in my horny teenage years. That's a little bit more classy. I like these that are a little bit more concealed because it leads to the imagination. Because, you know, girls are showing off their bodies, you know, and then they get all weird when you're seeing showing off your body. It's like you're sending mixed messages. Anyhow, last week or the week before, I talked about Tim Pool. You know, I think it was about 2 weeks ago. Tim Pool was half-heartedly feeling bad for a particular woman. Well, yesterday, the Voice of Reason, probably another red pill, Gabster has reacted to the same lady feeling lonely. And again, we know the problem is lack of empathy. It's not that problem. So you might hear the same audio again, but for those who are tuning in, alright, let's cue it up. It might be a little bit slow. Let's cue it up. Come on, let's go. Let's go, bitches!
And lift me up, because I feel so defeated right now. I've been trying to meet someone, just anybody worth my time, for years. And dating apps are so awful. I don't need to explain to you how awful the dating apps are. So I've been trying to meet people in public. And they're still trash when I do randomly meet people in public. But tonight takes the cake.
Just starting off, who's the man the caricature of the man up here.
Caricature? How do you know that for sure?
Just curious. Anyways.
Last week, I was like, I'm part of an app that you can basically get invited to these events. And there was a comedy thing coming up, and I bought a ticket and thought, maybe I'll meet people here. Maybe I'll meet a guy, or like, just meet people in general that, like, I could...
The guy that's in the background, he, or on the right, he's wearing sunglasses in full sunlight in the... showing into the background. So, you know, these men don't want to show their emotions, obviously. Small dick energy.
I'm friends with, and then, you know, who knows what could happen. And let me just tell you how this went. I show up, it's a limited seating, get there first, like, it was like an open bar, and in my head, I'm a prompt person, so I got there like 20 minutes beforehand, and I happened to be the first person there. Okay, kind of weird, but okay. They tell me, since it's an intimate thing, try to sit in the front row because it's going to be hard to get people squishing through there, and it's a sold-out show. Okay, that's fine. I sit in the front row, and it's about showtime, and I'm realizing, like, nobody else is in the front row. It's just me. Everybody's, like, filled in the back. Like, every row's filled with all the couples, of course. And then it's just me. I guess people, like, some people had... I mean, of course, some people are going to drop out and not show up. But the host of the show comes up to me really quickly and like, mouths, thank you for, like, sitting in the front row. And she proceeds to go up onto the stage and pointed out, like, had everyone clap for me for being brave enough to sit in the front row. And, like, that was fine. Like, I get it. Like, you know, people are afraid to sit in the front row. And I was kind of excited for it when I thought there was going to be people there. And it was just ironic that, like, the reason I was there was to meet people. And it was like I was a piranha. So she informed
a pariah, not a piranha, a pariah, maybe the scarlet letter, somebody to be avoided. Okay.
From the crowd that, like, I was safe from being picked on because I was brave enough to sit there. And I'm like, oh, okay. So, like, the next few comics come up and they both kind of point out, like, are you waiting on people or, like, what's going on here? And I'm, you know, have to admit, like, no, I'm trying to meet people. And, you know, they're nice. They're not being mean to me about it, but it's just, it's mortifying. It's mortifying.
See, this really shows the difference between men and women more often than not, is that men are the leaders.
Men are leaders.
Right. We're the ones that are willing to stand out, be noticed. We have to. We have to peacock in order to find someone oftentimes.
Like Bob Wright.
Or we have to stand out in some way, right? Whereas women, they prefer to be part of the crowd, right? We all wear the same UGG boots and drink pumpkin spice lattes and wear oversized sunglasses and that sort of stuff, right? They all have to look very similar. That's why those jokes exist, so you can see it. It's just part of the psychological makeup of women. It's fleshing itself out in what she's saying. Just an interesting little point.
Well, I'm sorry, so you didn't say emotional.
And then another comic comes up, and again, it's just like, you're pretty, but, like, you know, and it's just, yeah. So by the end of the show, the lady comes up and says that they normally do a raffle to win this prize, because it was kind of at, like, a boutique type thing, but instead of the raffle, she's going to give this thing filled with stuff to the brave young woman who came first and sat alone in the front row. And then she had me introduce myself. What's your name? Anya. And, like, everybody's... as if, like, brave fucking me. And she tells me to...
I was just going to say that this is all just making it worse for her. Right? If this was a dude, empathy. The dude would be like, hey, this is pretty, I mean, not that you'd want like a spa treatment or like a gift basket, but I mean, if it was like, hey, you know, you just won like a, I don't know, a brand new stereo or like a brand new deck for your car or like a subwoofer or something, I don't know, something, musical instrument, whatever you're interested in, right? Poker kit. We'd be like, yeah, fucking deadly. That's deadly, right on, right? Like, we wouldn't have a problem with that. Whereas for women, this is entirely mortifying. Right, and just exacerbates the loneliness and the everything that she was kind of talking like about beforehand and wanting to fit in. I want to fit in kind of deals.
Well, again, men like fiends too. It's like, you know, giving, oh, God help me.
I'm going to get my email to so-and-so to get, like, some gift card or something. And, like, this is all in front of everybody. And I just, like, I know nobody's sitting there like, oh, my God, look at this girl. But, like, it's just, like, it feels like such a slap in the face. And I'm not even mad at the comics. I'm not even mad at the lady. Like, I would probably think the same thing. But, like, just for this point in my life, like, it just feels like Jesus. Like, I don't want to go out again. I'm tired of it. I'm over it. I'm sick of it. When I try, like, shit like this happens, and dating apps suck. And then I get into an Uber on the way home because I can't go have a drink like I wanted to because I have this giant fucking bag full of shit to carry around. And I get in this Uber, and it's this 75-year-old woman with her dogs. And she won't stop talking about her dogs and, like, how she got an oil change and what did you do tonight? And was the comedy show good? And, like, I'm being nice and polite, but all I can think about is, like, this is gonna be me. Like,
it's entirely likely. Yeah. Yeah. You sound, unfortunately, incredibly weak.
Wow. Lack of empathy. Lack of empathy.
Based on your demographic.
These are your demographic. Wild. What are you trying to be? Act like an insurance agent?
And it's not even like Jeez. That's a terrible thing to be single all your life, but like, I just can't.
For you, it is. For most women, it is. You're serial monogamists, and you clearly forget about the men that you had in the past or whatever happened.
You don't even know say, her.
When is it my turn? Like the last girl, when is it my turn? You've had lots of turns. Who's this guy? Right here. Who's that guy? The caricature.
He's so obsessed with that picture in the background.
I feel like I'm going to turn into this because I'm never going to meet someone.
You've already had several someones. Probably several someones more than the average man. I guarantee
you.
You
don't know that.
And for everybody who's going to tell me, they'll come along when you least expect it.
He already came along multiple times. You didn't even know he existed. Or you ghosted him. Or you got rid of him.
What's with the you statements?
I've been hearing that for like 7 years, okay? I'm so sick of hearing that. There's such a thing as people that just don't find their person and don't get married. So, like, I'm a realist. And the realist in me is starting to think, like, that's gonna be me.
Well, at least you got something right. I guess a broken clock is right twice a day.
Wow.
And I'm depressed now over it.
That's okay. You'll feel better in about 5 minutes after you hit the bottle. My God, this is what we've got. This is what we've got. These are the women that we've got. These incredibly broken women that are. We used to have, you know, grandmothers that would run an entire farm. And be up at like 4 a.m. making breakfast, getting the kids ready,
oh
getting the house
goodness.
Ready, got the coffee on.
Ugh.
You know, the pigs are slopped and fed, and the farm was doing whatever, and the chickens were fed. And yeah, like, it's wild. It's wild to see how far we've
degenerated
as far as strength goes.
Your dick isn't.
Women.
As pathetic as that sounds. And yeah, I just... Yeah.
This guy is calm.
Yeah, pathetic is right.
You're pathetic too.
What do you guys think?
You're an asshole.
Until next time, take care of yourselves. We'll do this again soon, as always.
And also, he's got the Matrix as his backdrop. So, you know, all you need to know, this guy is Logic and reason and me talking in a flat, non-empathetic tone and be apathetic, and I'm gonna blame the woman because she's a feminist. She must have a body count. I'm just gonna judge everything on just one TikTok. And you wonder why I want to just slash these guys in their in the back, because they're not, they're, to me, they're like data, commander data with, I need to take out their circuitry. These men, the men are women, are best, differently, and there's, this is why men use their character too. Man, you make me want to kill my own self. Alrighty. I can't even read my own handwriting. That is pretty crap. we have another cut, or we don't. All right. No, I think we've gotten everything. Here, at least in this part of in that regard. All right, let's you know, I'm going to tell you what a lot of the issues that are plaguing people. There's just a lack of clear messaging. There's a lack of clear, I think there's just so many things that causes people to be confused. It's not easy being young. And there's Scott fucking Galloway on another podcast. You know, Scott Galloway is a fucking prick. I'm just seeing this on one of his YouTube streams right now, or feeds right now. But I'm not a big fan of him. He needs to just shut the fuck
up. Hey, bun lady.
Oh. Yeah. Alright, we're gonna take a quick break on LNR. Get to questions and answers. If you want to email the show, it's theweeklyzoo@clickfo.me. We'll be back momentarily.
I like your bun.
Yes, thank you.
I don't.
Yeah.
I actually know you. I just appreciate your bun, though.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, what's your name?
I'm watching this video right now and it's acting up a little bit. Alright, we're going to take a break. Apologies about that. We'll be back in a moment. This is the Weekly Zoo. LNR Hour. Vanity.
Just get off me, you creep. Sweetie boy, stop filming me.
Don't tag me on social media. Okay, Amanda. That's not our Amanda. I know Amanda feels so bad. She's still a cringy poor little thing. I'll make it up to you. I'll take you to lunch there, Amanda Brickini. Amanda's my call strangler. Okay, that's the end of the LNR segment here. We normally go over an hour on next week's show. Alanis Morissette, we're gonna, I don't have her bumper on me, but, oh yes, I'm gonna give a note to my father, the good Jamie, and we'll talk about that the next week. So on the next week's edition of the Weekly Zoo, I do not have any particular segments, but we will be using more Jordy Peterson fails,
Really? They're all wrong and you're right. Really?
Really?
Lucky you. Maybe you are. You're an undiscovered gem of some sort. Probably not.
Jordy said some really outrageous shit recently. We'll have those cuts later. And of course, you know, well, why should I trust him? Because, you know,
they know nothing.
He knows nothing. Why do people jerk off to him? He's just as bad as Jim Cramer. Alrighty, folks, that's it for today's abbreviated edition. We'll be back next week. Till next time. Adios.